The for sale sign might be going up in front of a federal building near you. The Obama administration moving forward with its plan to get rid of federal property the government doesn't need. They're proposing an independent board that would make recommendations on shedding that property. The White House plans to sell some of it. Jeffrey Zients is the federal chief performance officer.
The federal government is far and away the largest property owner in the country. 1.2 million individual properties. These properties cost over $20 billion a year to operate and maintain. The government doesn't need all these properties. In fact, 14,000 of these properties have already been designated by agencies as excess.
Jeffrey Zients says shedding that property could save $15 billion over just 3 years.
There are unneeded properties throughout the country, from downtown city centers to suburban shopping districts to rural locations. When you go property by property, you see the properties range from empty warehouses to underutilized office buildings.
That's Federal Chief Performance Officer Jeffrey Zients, the administration asking agencies to reduce their real estate footprints last year, and President Obama brought the topic back up in January's State of the Union address. Jeffrey Zients says the government's been holding on to all of this unneeded property for a lot of different reasons, primarily red tape.
There are over 20 requirements to sell or get rid of a federal property, each with its own rules, guidelines, and bureaucratic processes. It's all well-intentioned, and in some cases it probably makes sense. But it doesn't make sense to use the same procedure when you're selling a small warehouse and when you're selling a downtown office building. Second reason, financial barriers. Ironically, agencies often don't have the money they need to sell a property. They can't cover the short-term costs, things like moving expenses and transaction costs. This often prevents agencies from capturing the obvious ongoing savings from getting rid of a property they no longer need. Third reason, political interests. While local politicians and leaders love to preside over ribbon-cutting ceremonies, getting rid of property can be a much less rewarding experience. Not surprisingly, these same leaders are hard-pressed to support the elimination of federal properties in their local areas. Too often, these political interests slow down or in some cases, completely stop the effort to get rid of unnecessary property.
That's Federal Chief Performance Officer Jeffrey Zients, the president sending his proposal about creating an advisory board to Congress. That advisory board would tell members which properties it believes should be removed from the federal inventory, and then Congress would then vote up and or down on the entire inventory recommendations. Now, Jeffrey Zients also blogging about this yesterday in addition to talking about it in the White House briefing room. And he writes, today I announced a new proposal to create a civilian property realignment board to help the federal government cut through red tape and politics to sell property it no longer needs. The plan will save taxpayers $15 billion over the first 3 years. The board's up and running. The federal government owns 1.2 million properties across the country, but billions of taxpayer dollars are wasted each year on government properties that are no longer needed. This includes roughly 14,000 buildings and structures currently designated as excess and thousands of others that are underutilized. These properties range from sheds to underutilized office buildings and empty warehouses. Next month, the administration will release detailed information on these excess properties so the public can be better informed about this challenge. What is fascinating to me about this blog post is he's got a map up there that Jeffrey Zients has posted that says over 700 million square feet, over 12,000 total properties, and you can see where these excess government properties are. We'll put the link up to this at federalnewsradio.com/DorabeckInsider. It is 46 minutes after the hour on the Dorabeck Insider on Federal News Radio.